Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anoush Samarodi, the host of WNYC's New Tech City. I'm sitting in for Brian Lehrer today. And Kids Code, Startup to Achieve, ID Camp, Digital Media Camp, Girls Who Code. These are just some of the dozens of tech-focused summer camps out there. Forget learning to canoe, learn to code. Is this just the latest obsession in parenting or necessary to help our children get the vital skills they don't get during the school year? Well, KJ Dell'Antonia is the editor and lead writer of the Motherlode blog for the New York Times, and she joins us now. Hi, KJ.
Hi.
And listeners, are you sending your kids to a special computer, tech, or other science camp this summer? Or are you feeling guilty about not sending your kid to a specialized camp? You can call in at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. We want to hear from you. So, KJ, you wrote a recent blog post that really sort of struck a chord with me. It was called The Computer Code for Parental Feelings of Inadequacy. Can you sort of explain what that was all about?
Well, like I think everyone else, I'd been seeing all of the girls that code, the coding camp, the digital this camp and the digital that this camp. And my kids aren't doing any of that. And there are so many schools that are introducing coding in the classroom. Our school isn't one of them. We live in a small rural area. There's not I couldn't really easily physically access any of these camps, even if we were if we were passionate about it. And I was just having this feeling of wow, are my kids really going to be left behind because we're really sticking to the basics when it comes to education?
Right. And you put a question to your readers. I love this. You offered to put together a concrete summer plan, like a curriculum, basically, for children in coding ages 8 to 13, and you asked if anyone would play along. Did they?
A few people said that they wanted to, and a notable group of people, possibly larger, I didn't ultimately count, said, look, you know, either you're doing this naturally or you're not. Why add one more thing? Why add one more have to? That this should be something that kids come to with interest and with love, not something that that's getting pushed on them from their parents. And that's kind of where I've settled down. It's July, and I still have some great resources that I'd love to talk to you guys about and everyone about. But I sort of decided that I did not necessarily want to say, okay, every Thursday from 9 to noon, not only will I be, you know, working at my full-time, albeit flexible job, but we will also be, you know, engaging in these educational coding activities. It just sounded not really summery to me.
And exhausting, I have to say. I mean,
yeah.
I feel totally, and I'm wondering, listeners, if you do too, like, you know, of two minds. You live here in the city, so part of it is like, well, I do want my kid to be in an air-conditioned room, and, you know, if they get their brain tickled at the same time, let's go for it. But then on the other hand, I remember what summer was like for me, you know. It was rural, well, not quite rural, suburban New Jersey, but there was a lot of, you know, bare feet going on, a lot of mosquito bites and lightning bugs. And I sort of wonder if we're missing out on that aspect. I feel very torn about this. And I wonder if it's just a certain segment of parents that are feeling this. Is it just the latest sort of obsession? Because we do seem to jump from one to another.
We do, and I think that something that's notable about this obsession, if you're approaching it as a sort of a DIY project, is that, you know, there are kids out there who, when presented with a fantastic coding website, of which there are some amazing ones, will dive right in and love every minute of it. Most kids, and mine are certainly among these number, are going to need you to sit with them. Unless you want to learn to code too, this is probably, it's not going to be a successful successful do-it-at-home thing. And then it becomes a parent-kid activity. It's not a summer freedom kind of thing. It's a, I'm guiding you, I'm leading the way, I'm holding your hand. Now, on the other hand, if you have access to some of the great physical, you know, camps that, where you take your child somewhere and there's someone dedicated and they're really interested, then, you know, some parents need that anywhere. In the summer, we are set up. We're not super work parent friendly in this country, right?
So yeah, that's for sure.
Some parents, yeah, their kids are going to go somewhere, maybe a week or 2 weeks of this mixed in with all of the, you know, traditional summer stuff. It could be a great thing.
Okay, I'm Manoush Zomorodi, host of WNYC's New Tech City. I'm sitting in for Brian Lehrer, and I've got KJ Delantonia. She's editor of the New York Times Motherlode blog. She's with me here. And I want to go to a call, KJ. I want to go to Tony in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Tony, you are a father. You're a former teacher. What do you think about these special tech-related camps?
Thank you, and good morning, ladies. By the way, you're doing a great job. In Brian's absence. So the I'm a father of a teenager, and they're learning some coding in school, and coding is great. I think we should encourage it, but I think it speaks to the larger picture where, you know, we don't see higher education has to be in technology or even has to be in formal college. What about learning how to bake or learning how to do construction or learning how to do plumbing? I can tell you, and you'll have to believe me, my plumber is a multimillionaire. I don't know anybody.
I do believe you. I've paid those bills.
And I have friends who are physicians and electrical engineers. They're not multimillionaires. So, I mean, and that's not just one plumber. I mean, there's, a lot of people who have a higher education. That's just a different higher education. Not, you know, so I think we kind of do an injustice to our children when it's like, well, it has to be, technological, or it has to be formal going to a four-year college, and that's great if that's what you want to do, coding. And I've actually also, tried some coding for myself just out of curiosity. And it's interesting, but, it's going to lend way to a particular type of student, and we shouldn't force it on our kids.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say a summer of baking, Tony, sounds much more fruitful to me than a summer of coding. But,
yeah, when I was a teacher, there was a student of mine, and he had a joy of baking. And after he got out of high school, he opened up his own cupcake company, and he drives a Maserati. I mean, he's got five locations, and he didn't go to a formal college, but he learned how to higher education. He learned how to bake and bake well. So I just think we have to encourage, our kids have a proclivity or an interest in something, not to poo-poo it just because you're not going to, a four-year a formal college. But, that's that.
Tony, thanks so much for calling in from Fort Lee. We appreciate it. I want to go to Pat, who is in Brooklyn. Pat, what do you think about all of this? Is it important to send kids to specialized STEM camp these days?
Well, I just think it's the new language of today, and it's almost like you're not allowing them to learn the new language of today. It's what their world – you said – when you were young, and that's the thing. When we were young, none of this existed, and that's probably why we feel so outside of it. This is their language. They need this for their future. It's, unless they're like Leonardo da Vinci, who could take a leaf and try to make a little sailboat or something, you need to put kids, if it's not going to be coding, at least this summertime should be at least learning math or something, science. You know, I mean, who was it yesterday had a show about the education? Leonard Lopate, I think. But at any rate, I was thinking of a guy named Jaime Escalante, who had his students in before school opened, after school closed, to learn, calculus or something. And that's the same kind of commitment you need to give these kids to learn coding or math or science. We our parents gave us a handicap by not putting us in math class in the summertime, and we don't want to do that to the next generation.
So KJ, Pat makes a very interesting point here that, you know, this is a time that parents really should be supplementing their children's education. And I just want to say, you know, this sort of segues into what I wanted to talk about next, which was this, there's the girl thing, right? There's this real push to get girls into coding now. Because in 2013, just 14% of bachelor's degrees in computer science were awarded to women. And Google has been making a real push with that. They had a Made in Code event. And I just want to play you a clip of three teenage girls that I spoke to at that event.
I'm Georgia. I'm 14.
I'm Ariana. I'm 14.
I'm Morgan. I'm 15.
So do you guys, do you do coding at school?
I don't know. Do you use apps? Are you making stuff with code?
Only when I'm on Tumblr.
Same.
And you need to do, you want to add things to your themes.
Yeah.
You use, all that long word.
that long word thingies, like HTML is what she was talking about. But computer science is not required in the majority of schools. So isn't it up to us parents to supplement the school year, KJ, especially for girls?
I think that the push to make sure that girls are you know, sort of still see this as a great place to be and as an opportunity is a really important one. And I love Google's Made with Code event. In fact, my daughter and I went through the Made with Code and did that's the one thing this summer that we did do. We sat down and worked on that. But, you know, you're sort of poo-pooing her comment about, well, when I'm updating my Tumblr, I need to take those long words and do that. But do you know what? That really is how most people in most jobs interact with code. If you can take the blocks of HTML that you need to adjust your Tumblr, to adjust your blog, and I'll bet that Baker friend of Tony is doing this sort of thing too. If you know how to find the right block and manipulate it, you've got some solid knowledge. That's real. So at the same time as we're, you know, encouraging girls to get involved and to really code and maybe develop their own apps or learn to program the Lego robots, which is something that I do at our school, it's also important to recognize that these other ways of interacting with it, those are real too. There's nothing sort of non-tech about your Tumblr blog if you're in there playing around in the back of it like it sounds like she is.
Yeah, and it sounds like, so what you're saying, and I totally agree with this, is that the lines are blurring between fun and learning. It's sort of all one big mishmash. We have a camp administrator on the phone. He's in New Jersey. Jeff in Mahwah, New Jersey. Are you there? Jeff, are you there in Mahwah, New Jersey?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. So what have you been doing at your camp?
So the feedback we've gotten from our parents of the camp is that they want all this STEM and STEAM that's happening, the technology and everything. So we've been focusing a lot on that. We have a coding class that we're doing this summer, and the kids have been really, really into it. And I think it's great. I'm a college student. I think technology is very helpful in aspects of life. But my point that I wanted to make was that I think there can be a difference that this could possibly raise a era of people dependent on technology rather than, even though it's good to know from an educational standpoint how to use it, I think it could pose the point of being a little too dependent on technology.
So I'm curious, though, Jeff, the campers that you have, are they ones that would have gravitated to code anyway, who maybe are into video games, or are they kids that you're introducing the concepts to, or maybe even kids that are resistant?
I would say it's about half and half. Some of them know it. They are really into it, and they excel extremely in the coding and technology aspect. Some of them have no idea what it is, but then once they find out and learn, they think it's awesome. And I would say there's probably a handful of kids that are a little resistant probably because they might not understand it fully. So they get frustrated that they can't do it.
So, Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. KJ, I am curious about, you know, there are these kids who maybe this is an introduction, but there are also these kids who think that, you know, going to coding camp, that's the best thing they've ever heard. They don't have to go, you know, into a pool. They can sit on their butts and be in front of a screen, which is what they gravitate to anyway. It's almost like for some of those kids, they should definitely not be going to coding school or camp.
I don't know. I think that's an interest that I would feed, although I would also, you know, if that turns out to be one of my kids, it hasn't yet. But I would embrace it. I would say go for it. I would say, you know, soak yourself right up in it. I'm gonna require that, you know, from 4 to 6 every day, I'm gonna pick you up and we're gonna go to the pool or whatever we're gonna do. We're gonna get you some sunshine. But boy, if you have a kid who's passionate about it and they're not just playing, and I mean I love Minecraft. I don't want to denigrate it, but if they're passionate about it, but they're not just passionate about a Wii game, then I don't see any reason not to seize that. I think, you know, obviously activity and physical activity is important, but why? You sure wouldn't want to push a kid away.
I want to go to Sue in Maplewood, New Jersey. She's a computer teacher. Is that right, Sue?
Yes, it is.
Well, there's not a lot of you out there, so we're glad you called in. Tell us what you think about camp and computer science.
Computer science is an amazing thing to teach kids because it gives them problem-solving skills. It gives them creative thinking skills. But they we are so focused on giving kids training for jobs. They don't need that. We all grew up without that, and we did just fine. We figured out what it is we needed in order to get the jobs that we wanted without having to spend every minute of every day focused on that task. What kids don't get in school is play. They need to turn their screens off. They need to turn off the computers, turn off the television sets, put their phones in a drawer somewhere, and go out and hang out, get bored, come up with ways to figure out how to spend their time. That skill that they don't get, interacting with other people, solving problems with other people in an informal environment, will give them skills that we cannot teach in school.
So Sue, I mean, what you're saying, though, and I feel like as, you know, a 40-something person who didn't have coding in school, what I sort of missed out on was that problem-solving thing, that it was very, you know, going to camp, you were told what to do. So you're almost saying, though, that they need to introduce some of the concepts of computer science, working as teams, figuring out how, you know, branched learning, as I believe it's called. Maybe they should be teaching some of the ideas behind coding at camp rather than the coding itself.
Absolutely. What the kids are getting in school now, we are so test-based. The focus is on getting the kids through a very specific set of testing tasks so that they can pass the test and make... I'm still not sure what's going to happen when these kids get to work and they can't take a task that they're assigned and do it. You can't just say to them, here is a task, you take care of it by Friday. These kids are going to come back and say, what do I have to do? Because they've grown up in a world where everything has a rubric associated with it. Everything has a specific way that it has to be done in order for it to be right. And that's going to cause major problems down the road, because that's not how businesses work. That's not how companies work, how any organization works. They need people who can actually take a task, figure out how to solve it, and then do it,
Sue,
no matter what obstacle falls in their path.
Sue, thank you so much for calling in.
Right way.
We appreciate it. KJ, I just want to ask you, you know, I don't want to leave it on a daunting note, because that's kind of where we started, that we were feeling discouraged. If you could give sort of just one thing that a parent could do this summer, whether or not they're sending their kid to a specialized camp, what would it be?
Oh, I think I would hit one of the coding websites. I think I would take a rainy afternoon and I would say, if you're tech yourself, you can do this yourself. But if you're not, I would take a rainy afternoon and I would sit down with Made with Code or with one of the other. There's any number of coding websites that are all fantastic. And I would say, let's do this. Let's sit down together and let's learn something. Or let's sit down together and let's create a blog or let's make a, you know, a cartoon figure dance or something. And just I would open up the computer and use it for something besides the games that are fed to us.
And it's fun and it's easy. And it's good for the parents, too, I think. I mean, I have admission here. My kids are at science camp this summer, and I learn something every day that they come home from camp. So I think it's, you know, it's for the grown-ups, too, right?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I love it when we do sit down and do this. And that's part of why I thought about doing it for the summer. You know, I'm kind of torn about whether it's a big summer thing, but still, when you've got some time, when it's raining, when you're not going to be outside, that's a great way to spend some screen time.
My guest has been KJ Dell'Antonia. She is editor and lead writer of the Motherlode blog for the New York Times. KJ, thank you so much for calling us, taking our calls as well, and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thanks, you too.